All right, item number seven, discussion and possible action on authorization for the issuance of Brazos River Authority revenue bonds for TXU Corporation or certain affiliates thereof, approving the form of a trust indenture and installment sale and bond amortization agreement and other matters related thereto. John Hall.
Thank you again. As I mentioned, this is really just a continuation of the same issue. It's a separate resolution for actually authorizing the issuance of them. It's a much longer resolution, as you can notice in here. But does anybody have any questions or anything? Otherwise, I'll start reading this resolution. Be it hereby resolved that the Banking and Finance Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Authority, the Board of the Brazos River Authority, the Authority, is determined to authorize the issuance of its revenue bonds, parentheses the bonds, in an amount not to exceed $650 million in accordance with the provisions of Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, Chapter 30, Texas Water Code, as amended, and Chapter 221, Texas Water Code, collectively the Acts, and whereas the Board has determined that it is necessary and advisable in connection with each series of bonds to authorize the execution of an installment sale and bond amortization agreement, in parentheses the agreement, between the Authority and TXU Corp., or either or both of the following subsidiaries or legal affiliates of TXU Corp., TXU Energy Company, LLC, and or TXU Generation Development Company, LLC, collectively the company, in connection with the issuance of the bonds, and whereas each agreement will be executed to provide for the issuance of the bonds, which will provide funds to acquire, construct, and improve certain sewage and solid waste collection, control, and disposal equipment and facilities located, based at, or used in connection with, one, the Oak Grove Electric Generating Plant, Units 1 and 2, Oak Grove, in Robertson County, Texas, and or, two, the Trading House Electric Generating Plants, Units 3 and 4, in parentheses Trading House, in McLennan County, Texas, and or, three, the Lake Creek Electric Generating Plant, Unit 3, in McLennan County, Texas, collectively the project. And whereas in connection with the issuance of the bonds, the issuer has determined that the project is designed to achieve a vital public purpose to benefit and protect the health, general welfare, and property of the general public, and that the legislature of the state of Texas through the acts has provided and determined it is the policy of the state of Texas and the purpose of the acts that the resources of the state of Texas be safeguarded from pollution, and that the issuer, by carrying out the purposes of the acts, is performing an essential public function under the Texas Constitution, specifically Article 16, Section 59A thereof. Therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority, Section 1, the recitals hereof are incorporated in and made a part hereof for all purposes. Section 2, provide funds for the acquisition, construction, and improvement of the project, which in accordance with the agreement will be conveyed to the company or the company's designee, in parentheses the user, in the manner set forth in the agreement. There shall be and are hereby authorized to be issued the bonds in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $650 million, with not more bonds than, one, $200 million to be issued for facilities at Oak Grove, two, $300 million for facilities at Trading House, and three, $150 million for facilities at Lake Creek. Section 3, each series of the bonds shall be issued in accordance with the trust indenture, in parentheses the indenture, by and between the issuer and the Bank of New York as trustee, in parentheses the trustee, the form of which has been presented to the board, and the agreement, the form of which has been presented to the board, shall provide for the source of payment of the bonds, to wit, the installation payments to be made by the company as further provided for in Section 7 hereof, or its assignee thereunder. Section 4, the form, terms, and provisions of the indenture, the bonds, the form of which is contained in the indenture, and the agreement are hereby authorized and approved, and the presiding officer and vice presiding officer of the issuer are hereby severally authorized to execute and deliver the indenture, the bonds, and the agreement on behalf of the issuer with the changes therein as the officers executed the same make approved. Such approval to be conclusively evidenced by the execution thereof, and the secretary and any assistant secretary of the issuer are hereby severally authorized to attest such signatures. Section 5, the bond shall be in the form prescribed in the indenture. The bonds may mature from time to time, provided that no bond shall mature later than 40 years after its dated date. The bond shall bear interest at a rate not exceeding 15% per annum. Section 6. In connection with the offering of the bonds, the board authorizes the use of a preliminary official statement and an official statement, collectively the official statement, with respect to the bonds and authorizes the use of the information pertaining to the issuer therein in substantially the form that has been presented to the board at the meeting at which this resolution was adopted. Provided that by the adoption of this resolution, the issuer does not accept responsibility for the content of the official statement, except for the information legally approved by this Section 6 of use therein. Section 7. The board hereby appoints each of the presiding officer, the general manager, and the chief financial officer of the issuer to represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may lawfully be taken by the board's appointee with respect to the indenture, the agreement, and the underwriting agreement, in parentheses, the underwriting agreement, to be entered into to provide for the sale of the bonds in the capacity of representatives of the board hereunder. The presiding officer, the general manager, and the chief financial officer shall each be referred to as an issuer representative. The issuer representative is hereby designated as the agent of the issuer for the purpose of selling the bonds and determining the price at which the bond shall be sold, provided that the bond shall not be sold at a price that is less than 95% of the par amount thereof. The issuer representative shall sell the bonds through negotiation in cooperation with the company, and the sale of the bond shall be evidenced by an issuer representative executing the underwriting agreement, subject to any restrictions contained in the Section 7 and the provisions of Sections 2 and 5 hereof. The issuer representative is authorized to approve on behalf of the board the following matters with respect to the bonds. A, the series designation or designations and the dated date or dates of the bonds and the agreement, the indenture, and other bond documents. B, the initial interest rate mode for the bonds. C, the principal amount, the maturity date or dates of the bonds. D, if any of the bonds shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity, the dates, price, and terms upon which and at which the bond shall be subject to redemption, E, whether the bonds shall be secured by a credit agreement or policy of bond insurance, F, the counterparty or counterparties to the agreement, provided that such entities shall be either or both of the following subsidiaries or legal affiliates of TXU Corp, to wit, TXU Energy Company, LLC, and or TXU Generation Development Company, LLC, G, which one or more of the projects shall be financed with a series of the bonds and the amount of each project to be so financed, and H, any other matters relating to the bonds that require the approval or action by the issuer or the issuer representative acting on behalf of the issuer to the extent permitted by law. The determinations of the issuer representative that are made in accordance with this Section 7 shall be specified in a certificate of an issuer representative. The issuer representative shall approve such changes to the official statement, the indenture, and the agreement as he or she may deem necessary and appropriate to accomplish the foregoing. Section 8. The officers and employees and agents of the issuer, and each of them shall be, and each is expressly authorized and empowered from time to time, and at any time to do and perform all acts and things, and to execute, acknowledge, and deliver to the name and under the corporate seal if necessary, and on behalf of the issuer, all certificates, financing statements, instruments, and other papers, whether or not herein mentioned, as they may determine to be necessary or desirable in order to carry out the terms and provisions of the resolution, as well as the terms and provisions of the indenture, the agreement, and the underwriting agreement. The determination to be conclusively evidenced by the performance of such acts and things and the execution of any such certificate, financing statement, or other instrument. Section 9. It shall be the duty of the issuer representative to deliver the bonds to the Attorney General of Texas for examination and approval by the Attorney General. After the bonds are approved by the Attorney General, they shall be delivered to the Comptroller of Public Accounts for the State of Texas for registration. Upon registration of the bonds, the Comptroller of Public Accounts or a designated deputy thereof shall manually sign the Comptroller's certificate of registration prescribed in the indenture to be attached to each of the bonds to be initially delivered to the purchaser or purchasers thereof, parentheses, the underwriter, and the seal of the Comptroller shall be affixed thereto. Section 10, the issuer representative is authorized to deliver to the trustee written instructions for the delivery of the bonds to the underwriter upon payment of the purchase price thereof and for the use and application of the bond proceeds and any other funds contributed by the company or any other user for the purpose of financing the project. Section 11. The board may designate from time to time other officers or employees of the issuer to act as the issuer representative. The designation to be evidenced by a certificate filed with the trustee and the company. Section 12. The board hereby authorizes the general manager or his designee to serve as hearing officer for purposes of holding a public hearing. If required by applicable provisions of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 relative to the issuance of the bonds in the project. The board requests that the Attorney General approve the issuance of the bonds pursuant to Section 147F of the Internal Revenue Code for the purpose of such section. Section 13, the issuance of the bonds in accordance with the indenture in this resolution is hereby authorized. This resolution shall be effective from the date of adoption by the board. Upon the adoption hereof, this resolution shall constitute the sole act of the board with respect to the issuance of the bonds and the other matters set forth herein. Section 14, the board hereby directs that the persons acting in the capacity of the issuer representative from time to time shall represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may lawfully be taken by that issuer with respect to conversions of the interest rate determination method for the bonds, including, without limitation, the use of alternative redemption provisions in connection with any remarketing the bonds as may be elected by the company in accordance with the terms and provisions of the indenture. Section 15, with the exception of the delegation made to the issuer representative in Section 14, which shall continue while the bonds are outstanding, all other delegations made to the issuer representative in this resolution shall, unless renewed by the board, expire on July 30th, 2007.
Yay. All right, John, thank you for reading that. You've heard the resolution. We will entertain a motion to approve.
I'll move.
Second.
All right. Suzanne made the motion. Steve Pena seconds. Call the roll, please.
Reverend Spaddix?
Yes.
Reverend Baker?
Yes.
Reverend Baga?
Yes.
Reverend Gilmore?
Yes.
Reverend Martin?
Yes.
Reverend Pena?
Yes.